kids, it's time again for Rory Rammer Space Marshal! Come away with us now to the far-off future days of 1985 AD, after men have landed on the moon, when Space Marshal Rory Rammer and his sidekick Skip Sagan guard the rule of law and the rights of the innocent
from the skies of Earth to the orbit of the moon!
And now for today's episode, The Phantom Menace. As we join our transcribed program, the space liner Duchess of Sky has just blasted off on the asteroid Ceres.
Main drive cutoff, secure reactor.
Roger.
Ceres control, this is rocket ship Duchess of Sky. Transmars injection burn completed. Could we have a radar readout, over?
Sky, this is Ceres. Our radar gets you 3 goose eggs for orbit deviation. Nice burn.
Thank you, Ceres. Stand by for...
Heave to!
What was that, Sky?
Heave to or be blown to neutrinos!
Captain, look out the windscreen on your side. That patch of stars is... squirming.
Ceres, another spaceship has just... materialized off our nose.
Say again?
I said a spaceship, type unknown, about 200 feet long, black. The thing must have a dozen blaster cannon turrets on it, and they're all...
They're all pointed straight at us.
Enough chitter-chatter, Sky.
I've lost Ceres control. Our signal's being jammed.
Cut your jets, Duchess of Sky, and stand by to be boarded.
Boarded? What's he talking about?
Captain, we just lost pressure in number one cargo hold. Something blew the hatch off.
Get me video down there.
Here it is. What in the... Are those men?
Robots. They're robots, all of them, and they're...
They're the loading crates onto rocket sleds. They're stealing the cargo.
What are we carrying in hold number one?
Just a second. Here it is. Platinum bars, industrial purity, magnetic monopoles, and a 2-meter disc of synthetic diamond for the Palace Observatory's new telescope.
Not anymore. Look at this.
They've cleaned the hold out.
Captain Cosmos thanks you for your donation, gentlemen. Have a nice day.